Good morning. 00 hours. Fog. 37 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Fog. 37 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Fog. 37 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Fog. 38 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Fog. 39 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Fog. 41 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Fog. 42 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Fog. 41 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Fog. 41 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Cloudy. 41 degrees. Updated weather. Wind advisory. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Cloudy. 41 degrees. Wind advisory. Wind advisory. Wind advisory. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Cloudy. 35 degrees. Wind advisory. Wind advisory. Wind advisory. Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours. Cloudy. 36 degrees. Wind advisory. Wind advisory. Wind advisory. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 33 degrees. Wind advisory. Wind advisory. Wind advisory. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Wind advisory. Wind advisory. Wind advisory. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Wind advisory. Wind advisory. Wind advisory. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Wind advisory. Wind advisory. Wind advisory. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Wind advisory. Wind advisory. Wind advisory. Good evening. 1800 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Wind advisory. Wind advisory. Wind advisory. Good evening, 1900 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Wind advisory. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. Node 27339 connected to WAUM VHF.
KFAFQN, you're coming in very static. You're audible, but you're coming in very static. You have a lot of static behind your voice.
Copy that.
The East Coast Reflector Youthnet will begin in 5 minutes. Please stand by.
One go P, the West Key, double B, listening.
So when you got a scratchy signal and you're on a handheld, you can look at your signal strength meter on your radio when you're receiving, and if you find a spot that's coming in stronger when you're receiving, there's a good chance that that spot might be better for you when you're transmitting as well. Make sure your antenna is held up vertical, and if you're in a low spot, get to a higher spot if you can. And if you're in your house or something and you know what direction the repeater is, maybe go to that side of the house, stand in a window, things like that. Do whatever you can to improve your signal. Give it a try. N0 MSS. N0
MSS. I just went outside. Right next to my street. I have my radio mounted on a mailbox right now. I was already right there. Before that, I was still on my windowsill with my window opened all the way. My HP is only like 10 watts, and the computer is like 23 miles away from me, so that's probably the best you're going to get with an HP. But thank you, what's that? What's that call sign? N3MSS, confirm?
My call is N0MSS.
Copy, N0MSS. Sorry about that. Am I sounding any better now that I'm outside? Am I sounding any better?
As we prepare to begin our upcoming net, here are a few points of interest. You can follow along with the check-in process by visiting bit.ly/ECR logs. From this page, you can select the net you're interested in and view the log in real time. Again, that URL is bit.ly/ECR logs. We have a text line available for checking in. Text your call sign and only your call sign to 716-317-9050. You will receive a confirmation of your check-in and Net Control will work you in at the appropriate time. This option is not for in and outs. If you check in using this method, please plan on sticking around and participating. Again, the phone number is 716 317 9050. Please stand by for the net beginning shortly.
K3PMS.
Good evening, 2000 hours. Cloudy.
Good evening, this is Vicky. K.
2 degrees.
Try that again. This is Vicky, K8VKY, and welcome to the ECR YouthNet. Tonight's kids are Grayson, KG4BUT, River, KR4GIP, and Ivan, KE2EGS. Tonight, Sam and I will be moderators taking check-ins, and the kids will be coming back to Colonia to answer the question. Tonight's question is, would you rather be indoors or outdoors? You can text in at 716-317-9050 or email at text@ecr.radio. So taking check-ins twice and slowly.
And EEV.
Wyatt, KF8FQN, KF8FQN, Wyatt from Eastern Michigan.
So far we got KF8FQN and KD9CEV, taking more check-ins twice and slowly.
This is N3LLY, in and out. N3LLY, in and out. Good evening, everybody.
We got KE8SLY, N3LLY, KF8FQN, KD9TEV, and also on the text line we've got KA8BYU, and sorry, KE2EGF, and W2RBC, and we'll send it on over to Grayson, KG4BUT.
Alrighty, thanks, Vicky. First up, W2RBC, Randy from Westchester, New York.
Good evening, Grayson, River, Ivan, and everyone on the YouthNet. Put me down for outdoors. My favorite activities are boating, camping, and hiking, which are all outdoor activities. Grayson, I have a question for you. Have you ever gone fishing, and what is the biggest fish you've ever caught? Back to net control, 73 to all, W2RBC.
I think for that question, yes, I have, and I don't remember what the biggest was. Something to Randy. Next up, the K2EGF, Ivan's Jasper from New York.
Yeah, good evening, Grayson. I've been off the mat.
Yeah, for that, to answer the question,
what season it is. In the winter, I'm staying indoors. There's no way I'm going out in the freezing cold unless, you know, you got some nice packing snow. Break makes snowman or something like that. That's where it's fun. But where I'm at, we don't do that. The last time we got that was like 2 years ago. So, in the winter, I'll stay indoors. But personally, I would love the outdoors when it's, you know, good temperature. Especially on those days where it's right perfect, 70 degrees. And yeah, I'd always love to get outside and do a nice boat activation over, you know, staying indoors. So, anyways, put me down for outdoors. This is KE2EGF, that's net.
Simply to Ivan. Next up, KA8BYU, Roy from Bassville, New York.
Integration, everybody on the YouthNet, KA8BYU. All things being equal, I prefer being outdoors. I love camping, hiking. I've done rappelling and that in the past. So it's always kind of fun. Went camping for many, many years. So the only time I don't like it is like when it's like snowing and, you know, bitterly cold. But I've been out in some of that, too, and managed to survive it. Back to you.
Alrighty, some foods to you. Some foods to you, boy. Next up, KD9PEV Clay from Lidge, Wisconsin.
Good evening, Grace. And I would have to say that my answer to this question depends on the weather, but overall, I like to spend time outdoors. I have a question for you. I am reaching this net using my new DMR radio for the first time, and have you ever tried DMR? K9PEV.
Funny you ask that. The lady I'm currently talking on is a Daofang DV32, I think it is. It's a DMR compatible radio. Yes, I have tried it. Any contacts? I think so. A couple of times, but that's some free to clip. And next up, XQN Ryan from Emily City, Michigan.
KFASQN. Well, good evening, Grayson, and everybody in the net. I would say to answer that question, outdoors. I like doing some POTA activations, fishing, camping, hunting. I like all that. And I have a question for you. Have you done any POTA?
To answer your question, I have not done the POTA yet. Some free to you, Wyatt. Next up, N3LOY, Sean, Glenn from Glenbourne, Michigan.
Yeah, I guess my checking got cut off. It was in and out. Now that I'm here, what was the actual question again, please?
Would you rather be indoors or outdoors?
Well, given that I live in Maryland, this time of year I'd rather be indoors. But during spring and summer, I would definitely be outdoors. Back to you, Net, N3LLY.
Alright, so please do go on. Next up, K8FLY, Sean from Shelby Township, Michigan.
Good goodness, K8FLY. To answer your question, I absolutely love the outdoors. I love winter most by far. It's just the snowball wars on questions about that. But and my question for you is, I heard you had BM32. I was just curious what that was about. I'm thinking about buying one of those. So I was just wondering, is that a good DMR radio for you? I was just curious. Back to net control.
Yeah, the DD32, I think. That's a very reliable radio, yeah. It's Dalfrey, I think he's top like $70, I think. I forgot. It's a Balfang DD32. Yeah, it's a very reliable radio. I really like it. Next up, wait a second here. Simply to Sean. Next up, N3D2D, Wade from Beaver, Pennsylvania.
I prefer outdoor activities only in the summertime, not in the winter. I am not a cold weather person, although I live in a cold climate. Back to you. This is N3DQD.
I'll do some freeze to you, right? Oh, yeah, Sean, it was the, hold on one second, what was it again? I forgot, it wasn't, hold on one second, Sean, it wasn't the DB50, it was called something else, hold on a few seconds. Hold on one second, y'all. Give me a second, y'all. Alright, Sean, yeah, it was the Baofeng UV-32, if you're, curious. It's a, nice radio, yeah, it's a 10 watt. Yeah, I forgot to mention that. Yeah, it's a very good radio. Some please to Sean, and, Wei. Next up, KM4 GIP, Liver from Newborn, North Carolina.
Alright, thank you, Grayson. I would definitely rather be outdoors. I love the outdoors. Except for in summer. That's my least favorite time to be outside because it's so hot here. Anyways, back to you, Grayson. This is KR4 GIP.
Alright, some fishy wiggle. Next up, K2AP, Jill from ECMK, New York.
Good evening, Grayson, and good evening to the net. I definitely prefer outdoors, especially today with 87 degrees here. Tomorrow it's going to be 88, so yes, I definitely prefer outdoors. Also, a question for you, Grayson. When you were at the Hamcation last weekend, were you able to buy anything? Did you get anything interesting? K2AP, back to net.
Alright, so to answer your question, yes, I did buy a, something from this company called Realtron, never heard of them, but, it's this OLED analyzer thing, hold on one second, actually. That's what the part of the PC is. I still have the tube right here, actually, hold on. It's the Realtron OLED analyzer model 640. I think it was good. It had, scratchy parts, and it was also, corroded inside, so I was I don't mean, I didn't even know what a hollow analyzer was. It's, used for, in TV stations, terminals, for, testing equipment. I don't really know. It was, this huge rack mount thing, that's all I know, really. And, that said, yeah, some freeze to you, Joe. Next up, WB8ODF, Skip Dave from FCNT, Michigan.
I'm sorry, Grayson, did you ask me a question?
Yeah, Dave, the question of tonight is, would you rather be indoors or outdoors?
You've
got the same good stuff, like the one you have for radio stations. Okay, WB8ODF, Dave from Atlanta, Michigan.
Well, good evening, Grayson, and everyone on the YouthNet. Sorry about that kafarfel. I don't know what it was. But you know what? If the weather's right, I want to be outside. I am not equipped to have skis and sleds and stuff. So I'm going to go with summer. If it's warm, I want to be outside. If it's cold, I want to be inside. So I'm in and out. Thanks, Grayson. WB8ODF.
Audition feast days. Next up, KD3 AJ and Anna from Beaver, Pennsylvania.
Hi, Grayson and everyone else on the net. Well, I prefer indoor activities most of the time. Everyone have a great evening. Take care. KD3 AJN.
We're going to eat a whiskey, baby. My name is Nick, transmitting here in General Santo City, Philippines. Just joining and supporting this evening, Net Call, with no traffic, check in, check out. 70.
Well, sorry, I didn't get your call sign. Over you all. Y'all must wait until the end of each turn. You can do the check-in at, what is that? 716-317-9050, I think it was. Yeah, 716-317-9050. If you want to do that, yeah, but, you can't just be calling in like that, middle midnight. That's it, Simply Steve Anna, you were the first tiebreaker last week. Everybody else outdoors, you're the first one to stay indoors. Simply Steve Anna. Next up, KO4FLR, Joe from Toronto, Florida.
Well, hello there, Grayson. This is Joe, KF4FRR, and I'm going to be your second person that was going to say indoors. I'm an indoor person. I play on the computer, so have a good day. Have a good night.
Howdy, 732 Joe. Next up, 32SAL, South in Cheektowaga, New York.
Good evening, Grayson, and the rest of the youth out there, and Ms. Vicky, and Ivan for logging. You can put me down for outdoor. I prefer anything outdoor. It doesn't matter what the temperature is. I dress for it. I've been out in 20 below, and I've had a great time. I'll take that over the heat any day. W2SAL, back to net control.
Alrighty, time for you to you sound. Next up, I'll hand it back over to Vicky to call. Is this the end of my tone? I think it's the end of my tone, so, yeah, okay. With that said, 732 y'all, KG4BT, clear.
Thank you, Grayson. You did a great job. Vicky, K8BKY, and we're going to take some more check-ins and hand it on over to Rick. So more check-ins, twice and slowly, please.
November 2, Zulu Victor November, with third-party traffic, and 2, ZVN.
Net control, please check in Kilo, Quebec 4, Uniform Victor Tango, that's KQ4, UVP. Leon in Ash, North Carolina.
This is Kilo Bravo 8, Papa Lima Victor, KB8, PLV, Chris.
Kilo,
Echo. W2, KJV.
Kilo, Echo 8. Sierra Mike November, KE8SMN.
In 6 ZAR.
5 Golf Sierra Sierra, KA5 GSF Mobile and Short Pass.
Okay, we'll stop there for just a minute. We got CB0GUS, KM4CTB, KA5GSS. We got M6ZAR, KE8SMN, W2KJV, N2BH, CB8DOV, KQ4UVP, We've got N2ZVN and also Maddie with him. And I'll hand it on over to River.
All right, Vicky. Next up is N2ZVN, Maddie and Alan in Kendall, New York.
Well, good evening, River, and everyone on the net tonight. Nice job as always. I'll give you my answer first. I prefer to be outdoors. You know, I can bring my radio outdoors and work. I can work in a garden. I can even work outside in the winter and plow the driveway with a tractor and stuff. I just like being outdoors. Camping, you name it. I have a hard time with the cold, but that's okay. I'll come in and warm up a few and head back out again. And let me reset and give you Maddie. Okay, here's Maddie.
I prefer to be inside.
Why?
Because in the winter it's nice and warm, and in the summer there's almost no bugs.
There you have it. Thank you so much, guys. N2ZVN, back to net control.
All right, this is coming. Next up, we have KQ4UVG, Leon in Ash, North Carolina.
Good evening, River, everybody on the net. I prefer outside. I enjoy it, the weather down here, and I like the weather. It's pretty nice, pretty much year round. We've had a cold winter, but it's been good enough you still get outside. But thanks for hosting the net, and y'all are doing a wonderful job. KT4UVT, back to you, Ms. River.
All right, thank you for coming. I just wanted to remind everyone that you can ask me a question, too. Next up, we have KB8PLV, Chris in Northern Michigan.
Hello, River, and everyone on the net tonight. Put me down for outdoors. I love biking, camping, flying a kite, and with all those, I can use my amateur radio to talk to others or just listen. My question for you, River, is have you ever flown a kite, and do you enjoy it? This is KB8PLV. Thanks for doing a great job. Back to net.
Yes, I have flown a kite, and I do enjoy it. I flew a kite a long time ago, and I remember really liking it. Anyway, next up we have N2BH Bill in Palmyra, New York.
Yeah, good evening, River, Grayson, Ivan. Yeah, I love being outdoors. Do most anything out there, and even in the cold weather, it doesn't bother me too much. What kind of outside activities do you like? N2BH.
Well, I like to feed the squirrels and birds. It's very fun. And I also like taking walks in, well, outside. So, yeah, that's what I like to do outside. Thank you for coming. Next up, we have W2KJV, Tony in Homosassa, Florida.
Gee, I hope I'm getting through here. Good evening, River. Being in Florida, I like to stay indoors, except in the wintertime, when it's nice and cool. And I was wondering, do you have a favorite musical group? Back to you, River, W2KJV.
I don't know if I have a favorite. Yeah, I don't know much about music. I just like listening to it. I don't really pay attention to who wrote it. So yeah, thank you for coming. Next up, we have KE8SMN Jeff in Rochester Hills, Michigan.
Good evening, River, everyone on the YouthNet. This is KE8SMN. Put me down for outdoors. And my question for you, are you watching any of the Olympics? I know I've been hooked on the hockey. The women got the gold, and the men are going for the gold on Sunday. KE8SMN.
No, I do not watch the Olympics. I might like to someday, but not yet. Next up, we have N6ZAR Scott in Eastvale, California.
Good evening, River, and everybody on the net. I hope everyone's having a good Friday evening. Put me down for the outdoors, please. And my question for you is, if you were off school on Monday for President's Day, did you do anything fun? N6ZAR, back to you.
Well, I'm actually homeschooled, so I don't have school any days. It's very fun. Anyways, I didn't do anything special for President's Day. Thank you for coming. Next up, we have KA5GSF, Shane in League City, Texas. KA5GSF, Shane in League City, Texas. Are you still with us? All right, we're going to mark you in and out. Next up, we have KM4CTB, Donnie in Jacksonville Beach, Florida.
Good evening, River, and everybody on the crew tonight. KM4CTB, Donnie in Jacksonville Beach, Florida. We got up to a record high of like 87 today here. You can put me down for outdoors, although as I get older, I'm kind of a fair-weather outdoorsman. I don't like the extreme heat or the extreme cold, River. So this time of year normally is real nice. I was out in the yard working in some irrigation stuff today, and it wasn't too bad. The humidity's still low, even though the temperature got up there. But hope you're enjoying your time. I'm glad to hear you enjoy school. That's the best part of it. Thanks for doing the net. Have a great weekend, River. KM4CTV, back to net.
All right, thank you for coming. Next up, we have KB0GUF, John in South St. Paul, Minnesota.
Good evening, River, everyone on YouthNet. This is John, KB0GUF. I like the outdoors. I can dress for the weather, and I don't mind it a bit when it's really severe and snowing badly. I try and stay indoors if I can. My question for you, River, is what is your favorite subject to study? And thanks for having me tonight. KB0GUF. Clear.
Well, I like to study science. It's pretty cool. Thank you for coming. Next up, we have N5RGC, Terry in Austin, Texas.
Grayson, Ivan, everybody else on the net tonight, and the folks in the Zoom room, put me for indoors. We have about 2 weeks in Texas when it's neither too hot nor too cold. Those are the 2 weeks that I get out, but the rest of the time I'm an indoor person. And River, what kind of movies do you like?
Well, I mostly like fantasy, and I like to watch Disney. a lot of Disney princesses. So yeah, that's pretty much it. I'm not very, I don't know a lot of movies. Anyways, thank you for coming. I'm gonna hand it over to, Sal to get some more check-ins. Well, Sal or Vicky, I'm not really sure. Anyways, I'll hand it over to either one. This is KF4GIP.
Thanks, Ms. River. Let's see, folks. You can text us at 716-317-9050 or text at ecr.radio and get in there and beat the pile-up. With that, we'll look for more check-ins, so at this time, we'll take anyone anywhere.
KU2-5 Golf Sierra Sierra, KA5 GSS Mobile and Short Time.
Whiskey Bravo 5 India Tango Tango, WB5ITT Mobile.
KD2VNU, KD2VNU.
Alpha Alpha 3 Mike Romeo, AA3MR, Walt, in and out, in and out. Good evening, everybody.
Whiskey 5 Papa Tango Delta W5PTD, in and out.
This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio.
K6GBZ, K6GBZ.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, February 20th, 2026.
Hey folks, I'm going to read them from the bottom up and then we'll turn them over to Miss River. I got K6GBZ, KQ4GLY, W5PTD, AA3MR, KD2VNU, WB5ITT, KA5GSS. And they need a correction on this call. It was a KE2EA something or other right at the very beginning. You want to come back and we'll fix that call for you?
Yeah, the correction on that is KE2EHI.
Hey, that's Joe in Westfield. We got you in there tonight, Joe. Thank you for checking in. And now, Miss River, I'm going to turn it over to you, and you can take it down the next few.
All right. Thank you, Sal. Next up, we have KE2EHI, Joe in Westfield, New York.
Good evening, River and the Net. You can put me down for outdoors. This is KE2EHI passing back to net control.
Alright, thank you for coming. Next up we have KA5GSS, Shane in League City, Texas.
Grayson, could you hit me with the question again?
Yep, the question of the night is, would you rather be indoors or outdoors? You can also ask me a question, too.
We'll go with outdoors tonight, bud. This is KA5GSS, back to net control. Thanks for running that there, Grayson.
All right, happy to do it. Next up, we have WB5ITT, Chris in Beaumont, Texas.
Good evening, Ms. Rivers, and everybody on the evening yard this evening. I prefer outdoors myself. Got to get out and get some sun. Right now I'm just driving back in after being over in Houston for the Greater Houston Ham Fest. I had a good time already. Be back there tomorrow. And a little foggy out here on the road tonight, but we're doing all right. I guess my question here is, what's your favorite subject in school? WB5ITT, back to them.
My favorite subject in school would be science. Next up we have KD2, VNU, Derby Dan, and Derby, New York.
Good evening, Miss River. Thank you. You're doing a wonderful job. I would have to say majority of the year outdoors except for winter, but I do enough time outside. Have a great evening. This is KD2VNU.
All right. Thank you for coming. Next up, we have AACMR, Walter in Clareton, Pennsylvania.
Hello, Miss Rivers. This is AA3MR. Yeah, I would have to say the outdoors, but since I got older, the cold really affects me a lot more. And just wondering, what is your favorite animal? What is your favorite animal? Doing a great job tonight, Grayson. Back to net control. Thanks for having me.
All right, thank you for coming. My favorite animal would be falcon. Next up, thank you for coming. Next up, we have KQ4GLY, Chris in Parrish, Florida.
Good evening, River, and everyone on the net. I prefer to be outside. Florida, I can stay outside all year long. Back to you, KQ4GLY.
All right, thank you for coming. Next up, we have K6GBZ, Tom in Cameron Park, California. K6GBZ, Tom in Cameron Park, California. Are you still here? Alright, we'll mark that one in and out. Next up we have M7FGP, Scott in Jamestown, New York.
Good evening, River. Thank you, Grayson and Ivan, for doing the net tonight. Myself, I'm a seasonal indoorsman. My question for you is, what is your least favorite food?
My least favorite food would either be raisins or papaya. Those are equally gross. Anyways, I'm going to hand it over to Sal to get some more check-ins, and I think hand it over to Ivan. This is KR4GIP.
All right, folks, we're running down the backstretch here. We need some more check-ins to get Ivan up here and get him chit-chatting a little bit with people. Don't forget, tonight's question is, would you rather be indoors or outdoors? With that, we'll take check-ins, mobile, in-and-outs, and or radio. It don't matter. We'll take you any which way we can.
Kilo Golf 4, Whiskey Hotel Oscar, Ham over IP.
November 3, Mike Delta Charlie. That's November 3, Mike
K2
Delta Charlie.
K2CMT. K2CMT.
Kilo Mike 7, Bravo Uniform Alpha, AM7.
Echo 5, Zulu, Echo Bravo.
Zulu, Fox, Fox 4, Zulu, Lima, Golf. Check me in and out, 73.
WD5DON, Whiskey Delta 5, Delta Oscar November.
All right, anyone else out there wishing to check in, we'll take you.
So 2 Alpha Delta Kilo.
All right, here's what I got from the bottom of KE2ADKWD5DON KF4ZLG 5ZEB KM7BUP K2CMT N3MDC and KG4WHO. Anyone else out there that I missed, please call now and we'll get you on the log.
5ADP.
Kilo Romeo 4, Hotel Victor Victor, in and out. Thank you.
Give an email address so we can send you out a welcome letter. With that, I'm going to turn it over to Mr. Ivan, KE2EGF, and remember, would you rather be indoors or outdoors? With that, it's all yours, Mr. Ivan. Take it away.
All right, thanks, Sal. Yeah, question I guess I would like to remind everyone is, would you rather be indoors or outdoors? Anyways, this is Ivan, KE2EGF, and I will be taking this half of the night. Anyways, first off here, we have KG4WHO, Paul, who is new to the system, in Winchester, Virginia. Please come now.
Well, good evening, Ivan, and it's wonderful to have stumbled across this. I just as of today set up my ham over IP telephone and was playing around and ran across the reflector and was thrilled to have everyone here on the net. I would rather be outdoors. I enjoy camping and such. And I guess my question would be, what is your favorite ham radio activity? Thank you very much for having me. And my call sign is Kilo Golf 4 Whiskey Hotel Oscar. I'm an email at gmail.com. Thank you very much, and back to net.
We are a big system. We're a reflector all over the United States, specifically the East Coast, and we have almost every single, you know, mode you can think of to get in. It's D-Star, DMR, analog, system fusion, hams over IP, all that. I think I need to get one of those phones set up soon. They're pretty cool. Anyways, to answer your question, I can't really even answer that. I like contesting. I like Parks in the Air. I like, the computer electronic side of things. And I also really just like talking to people. Anyways, 73 to you there, Paul, nice to hear you on the system, and feel free to check in again. Anyways, next up we have N3MDC, Michael, in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Please come now.
Marie and Ivan, everybody on the net. Well, Ivan, she lets you know, when I still lived in Colorado, I was in very strong outdoor person. I skiing and I rode my bike everywhere when I lived out in the Rocky Mountains. But now I live here in North Carolina. I'm still an outdoor person. Me and my brother used to go bike riding once in a while, but the weather's not cooperating right now, and we'll do that eventually. But Ivan, my question for you is, what's your favorite kind of food? And I know you probably haven't asked that question yet, but yeah, Ivan, what's your favorite kind of food, if I may ask? Back to you.
Yeah, great question there, Michael. Yeah, to answer that, I'm going to say pizza. And this is specific, though, to specific parlors or pizza parlors near me, or shops, because some pizzas, can taste like cardboard. Some of them, specifically the school lunch ones. Anyways, there's this one around here called Chops Pizzeria and Arch Pizzeria. Those are very good, and, I'd take those over any other pizza. Anyways, 73 to you there, Michael. Next up, we have Cajun CMT and Mike in Debris, Florida. Please come out.
Good evening, Ivan, and everyone else on the net. My favorite place to be is indoors, and the main reason is that's where the thermostat is, and I can turn it up when it's cold and turn it down when it's hot. Everyone have a great time here tonight, and all you young net controllers are doing a great job. This is K2CMT.
Thank you, Mike, and yes, that's a very reasonable opinion. It's way too cold out there right now for that, and sometimes in the New York summers can get pretty hot, too, up to 100 degrees on some days, so I think, you know, we're good with that, but I get what you're saying there. Anyways, next up we have KM7BUP, Dan in Layton, Utah. Please come out.
Hey, this is Dan. I prefer the indoors. I've spent most of my career outside, and I run inside as soon as I can. Now for you, Ivan, what about you? Indoors or outdoors? What's your preferred? KM7BUP.
Yeah, Dan, I prefer the outdoors, specifically in the summer, though. I'd rather stay indoors during the winter, exactly right where that thermostat is. Way too cold out here, and yeah, I think most people from New York can agree with me on that, but it is, yeah, definitely cold. And so for that reason, I'd rather be outdoors in the summer. It's kind of half and half for me, though, because in winter, I'd rather be indoors, but I'd also rather stay summer all the time. So it's also nice outdoor activities you can do in the summer, so way more than in the winter. Anyway, 73 degrees there, Dan. Next up, we have KE5DEV. Adrian in Spring, Texas. See you with the system. And if you want to put your email address and your QR side things, we will send you a welcome letter. Down to you. AE5ZEV, are you still with me? Alright, we'll mark in and out. Next up here, we got KF4, is that Lima Golf? Dennis in New Bern, North Carolina. Here in and out. Next up, we have WD5DON, Donna in Corpus Christi, Texas. Please come out.
Good evening, Ivan, River, Grayson, and Vicki, Sal, the whole crew. You can put me down for an indoor person, mostly because the weather here does not cooperate terribly well most of the time. And my question for you is, do you play a musical instrument? And if so, which one or ones? Back to Ned.
Yes, we do play a musical instrument. We play the alto saxophone. It's a very beautiful instrument. Anyways, 73 degrees, there's Don. Next up, we have Kilo 5 Alpha Delta Tango. If we're not too sure in the call sign, if you could get it slowly and phonetically there for me, please. Is there an Alpha Delta Tango or an Alpha Delta Kilo station, ADT or ADK out there?
There's me, Kilo 2 Alpha Delta Kilo.
WD5 ADP, Dave, is that who you wanted?
Yeah, I heard WD5 ADP Dave there. It's not who we wanted, but I'm going to get you in the log there. And then what we did want was K2 ADK Emmett in Saranac Lake, New York. Please come out.
Yeah, well, I'm in Saranac Lake, New York, which a lot of people think of as the coldest spot east of the Mississippi. And so I guess you can guess I do prefer to be inside, except, I don't know, I think about those summer days sitting among the hemlocks with a fishing pole, and then I think, you know what, mosquitoes and black flies, so I'm going to run back inside.
So anyway, yeah, but I never do get tired of the outdoors. My question for you, Ivan, is, do you read a newspaper? This is Kilo 2 Alpha Delta Kilo, back to that.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I don't read it daily, but, you know, if I'm sitting down in a restaurant and they have one on the side, sometimes I'll read it just for fun, you know. and, yeah, sometimes there's interesting stuff in it. We get one, you know, monthly or weekly, and we don't really read them, but, you know, we'll look them over and see if there's any interesting stories. Yeah, I'll just roll it on the kitchen table, just flip through and see if there's anything crazy that happens, but... Specifically, I don't read it unless we're in a restaurant. But anyways, thanks for being there, Emma. Next up, we have N6PDY, David, in Sacramento, California. Please come now.
Hey, good evening, Ivan. Doing a great job. River and Grayson, same thing. And the Usenet. To answer your question, I prefer the outdoors. The outdoors. And my question to you is, do you have any other hobbies other than ham radio? Have a good evening, and back to Net Control, N6QDY.
Yeah, David, yeah, thank you for checking in. To answer that, I have a few, you know, outside of ham radio, I really like, you know, electronics. That would count, you know, circuit. I also like messing with computers, too. That's another one, but I like chess. I used to do Rubik's Cubing, but I got out of that. And, yeah, you know, I like doing a lot of things, and, you know, I don't know if I would consider them hobbies. I like 3D printing, too. That's another one. But, I do a lot of stuff, you know, I like biking, all that, hiking, that's one of my major hobbies, and, yeah, a lot of those, you know, I just kind of do, and I wouldn't really consider them a hobby, because I kind of just do it, but, they're not really, you know, big enough things to consider them a hobby, but, anyways, 73 to David. Next up, we have WV3ILA, Steven in Eastern Pennsylvania. Please come now.
Yes, hello, Ivan. You guys are doing a great job tonight. You, Grayson, and the River. And as usual, much appreciated. I don't really have, I like to be out here indoors lately because I'm getting a little older. It's tough to be outdoors as much. And yeah, I like that you said about the saxophone. I used to play the trombone and the baritone horn and the sousaphone when I was in high school. It was for a little while, so it's good stuff. Anyway, back to you. Again, doing a great job. This is WV3 Iowa.
73 season. Seems like you did a lot of stuff in terms of instruments back then. Anyways, 73 to you. Next up, to end off the net, we have WD5 Alpha Delta Papa, Dave in Tonawanda, New York. Please come down.
Hi, Ivan. Thanks for calling on me there. Sorry if I had the wrong, I'm on a handheld here, and I'm in Angola today, so. I am definitely an outdoor person. I was sick recently, and I had to take dogs for a walk, so I went outside, and I felt better. I was thinking, holy cow, this is healing for me to be outside, so I really like to be outside. And my question for you, I guess, is do you like to experiment with making antennas? You know, VHF, UHF, those are easy ones to make. Do you like to experiment with antennas? And thank you for doing that. You guys are awesome. And WD5ADC. Thank you.
Good evening. 20.
But I don't always have the supplies to do it. That's my big thing on that. But I really like making antennas. And, Yeah, anyways, I appreciate, you know, you hopping in there, even though, you know, I think I did hear you at the same time as the ABK guy, but it's always nice to hear you popping in, always great for the extra check-ins. Anyways, with that, we're going to pass the tail here, and that'll be the end of the night. 73 to everybody, and thank you for the check-ins. This is KE2EGF. I am clear.
All right, great job, Ivan. Great job, Grayson. Great job, River. This is W2SAL for the ECR YouthNet 149. I'm going to send it over to Ms. Vicki for her last word. And with that, everyone take care, stay safe, and we'll talk to you next week. Ms. Vicki, it's all yours.
This is Vicki, K-V-K-Y, and all the kids do great, so come back next week, 8 o'clock again. Returning to reflection back to normal amateurs.
This is WB3ILA looking for a radio check on the digital input. WB3ILA looking for a radio check on the switch.
WB3ILA, KJ6AHC.
Oh, thank you, sir. Yes, the local repeater, its name must be on the fritz, so it's not connected to the reflector. Thought I was making it through okay, but I appreciate that. So, all right, WB3ILA, and I'll be listening.
Yes, sir, roger that. Right now I'm cross-band repeating off of TID Radio H3, into an any tone 578. So there are workarounds available for everything. And good work there, sir. KJ6AHT 73. I believe I copied KO4DX. This is KJ6AHT.
LMA KO4MEX.
How are you doing, buddy? You're coming up through a shunt that's analog to digital.
Hey, I was going to ask you if you knew what was going on. I was surprised to walk by my radio and hear a net going on here on this talk group. Do you know what's up with that?
No, sir, I really don't. I walked into the same sort of thing, and I'm wondering what is this. It must be a Friday late night thing. I'm not real sure, brother.
It's the East Coast reflector, guys.
Sure, well, that's the first for me hearing it on 31373.
This is N3LLY. Yeah, it's the East Coast reflector, guys. It's a It's a pretty active a group here on that's has regular nets.
Oh, roger that, roger that. But this is the first time I've ever heard it coming in on the 31373, which is a regional talk group. I've just never heard the reflector come in there before.
Didn't get a chance to check into that net, but I figured it was something like that because I was hearing people all over the place checking in. Golly, it's been a long time. Last time I checked into East Coast Reflector was 3 years ago, I think, back when it was still coming up on the 8-2 machine in Wilmington, or the 440 machine there.
Yeah, roger. What are you fellas coming in on, the DMR bridge?
We're on DMR talk, Eastern North Carolina talk group 31373. That's why I was hadn't heard anyone talking about linking it up somehow. That's why I was shocked to hear it going on, and I was still surprised to hear that it was the East Coast Reflector. That's cool. I don't have a problem with it. I was just surprised to hear it over here. Go ahead.
Okay, fellas. Yeah, I can do DMR on this little device I have, but I haven't played around with it too much. I'm coming in on
Node 27339 disconnected. Good evening. 22 hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees. Good evening. 23 hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees.